All right, Kim Whitley, I got my clothes on. They're a little smelly, but I got them on.
From last Wednesday?
Yeah,
night.
Because these I got on the same clothes I had on Wednesday.
That's right.
Uh-huh. I didn't wear
last
I didn't wear those clothes on Friday. You see what happened?
You see what happened?
Yeah.
And then
I put the clothes back on for the last game, and you see
Me
what
too.
Happened? And how about you? You got on your clothes? You got on you,
I'm ready. I just ain't got on no bottoms yet.
Oh my!
That's extra luck right there. That's extra luck.
That was extra luck.
Yeah.
Who's that going to watch?
Take a picture of your luck and send it to me.
Kim, I'm already looking into tickets for Game 7.
That's what I'm talking about. Tom.
Wow.
That's
okay.
What I'm talking about.
I just kicked to the curb. I thought I was going, okay, well.
No, don't worry about it.
Well, then I just have to say this. Kim Whitley, who's watching Joshua, your son, while you go out with Tom cavorting around to all of the games?
Oh,
With no pants on. Hi, Mama.
Children's services. Children and
who watching the baby?
Services.
That's what y'all do. Don't worry about it. Tom always got a great, responsible limo driver. We're going to go to Joshua.
And he's got his iPad.
He got his iPad, Tom. He got his iPad. Is Jay on here?
No, I don't know. You know what, Sybil, is this the ultimate disc or what?
I have
had a crush for years.
And we've always gone back and forth about how Kim wanted to step to Jay. Jay wanted to step to Kim. Tom steps in with tickets to the Cleveland game. And Jay is so far out of the picture.
Sybil, let me explain something to you.
Uh-huh.
Let me explain something.
Uh-huh.
Jay took me to the game. It was a Clippers game. And we were sitting by the concession stand on level 7.
Dang, y'all couldn't even get first row in the Clippers game.
No. Me and Tom were on the floor. Let me explain something. Jay, every time security kept checking our tickets when I was with Jay, it was embarrassing. I can't. Jay
can't
always want to wait till some... No, girl, you understand. Jay always want to wait till after halftime when people leave. He said, we can go down there now. We can go down.
Now we can go down there now.
Will y'all do the phone club? Will you and Tom do phone club tonight, Kim Whitley, as you're watching the game since you all aren't there? How does that work?
We text.
How does it work? Talk to her.
We text.
We text, and Tom always orders me a drink wherever I am. He gets on the phone. I hand the phone to the bartender. He orders my drink.
Yep.
I make sure he got his.
Yep.
We got the clothes on. When I say we are ready, I done already called. I called Miss Cleo. I called the New Jersey medium, and I called Maury Povich. I called all of them. Got everybody ready for the.
Are you gonna have your cleavage on when you go Sunday?
Yeah, cleavage out tonight. Is cleavage out now?
You have your cleavage out.
This is some hateration right
here. Yeah, I know.
There's really no hate. We're glad that somebody else is going to take some of this off of Tom.
I'm not glad. I'm not glad at all, Sybil. I'm not glad.
No, we are because we know
because go ahead, Sybil. Go on and say what you got to say.
No, well, because the jinx is strong with him, Kim, and you've managed to help and restore his good name.
That I'm going to need you to stop putting that out there because they start tweeting that, and that is Chuck with good luck. That is good luck,
Chuck.
That's right. Okay. I was named Chuck. I was named Good Luck Chuck by the security guard.
Rhymes with Chuck, all right.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you, Mr. Brown.
See, y'all just mad because, see, that was his name right after the game. And then the next morning, I called him Big Buck.
Also rhyming.
Big Buck.
Okay.
Also rhyming. Well, I hope you guys have a happy tomorrow because I don't know.
No. It's going to be, let me tell you something.
Well,
LeBron got very aggressive.
It has to be tonight. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be tonight. LeBron knows I sent him some psychic message. I sent him some texts. He didn't return them. And I sent him some Twitter, but I don't know what happened. Maybe he don't have my number no more. I told him he got to be aggressive. He got to get inside. He got to take the game. Cleveland needs this championship. We need it. You got to understand. We got rid of the little boy, what, Graydon last time? And we knocked the knee off that other little boy. So I don't know what's going to happen tonight, but we got to win. Cleveland, the city needs this. It ain't about the team. The city needs this. That's the lake might start a fire if we don't win.
They need it.
Yeah.
Well, right. I'm telling you right now, Cleveland.
You and good luck.
Kim and I will be the grand marshal for the championship parade. Please let us know when it's going to be because we have busy schedules.
Oh,
but we will be there.
Some things. They're going to let you know
we
some
will
things.
Be there. We will be there.
We will be there. I'm telling you, I'm doing some squats right now, some sit-ups. I done worked on my three-pointers. I'm not gonna have braids. Yeah, I've been shooting because
what you gonna have?
What's the color and choice?
Yeah, what's your color tonight?
Yeah. Well, tonight I was just thinking I'm just gonna go straight Queen Latifah, set it off. I'm just gonna wear my hair and cornrows because I gotta go hard tonight.
Good idea. Good idea.
Going in the paint, as it were. Yeah, sure.
I'm going to go in the paint, but the bra that I'm going to have on tonight while I'm watching the game, let me tell you something. Hopefully. I'm going to have these puppies next to my ear. I'm going to have one on each side.
So high up, huh?
They're going to be called breast earrings. Breast earrings.
Sherry,
Tom.
She was jumping up and down. She was so excited at the game. She finally knocked herself out.
I'm familiar with that move.
I knocked the drink over.
Sure did.
I am familiar with that move. Yes, I am.
Really? You're going to try to compete? Yeah. Now,
because I'm mad. Because I was supposed to be going to the game. I missed one game, and Tom just axes me out.
That's how you quick.
You're not quick on your text, Sherry.
I am not.
I sure am not. You wait no 10 minutes for you to return a text. Tom hit me up. Tom said, floor seats game, can you come? I text back, just why? And that's why I didn't get the yes out. Yes.
Just
yes.
Why?
That's it. Y-E. I think that's it. I was excited. What I like about Tom, he said, I'm going to let you know. So you won't be feeling some kind of way. He said, I did invite Sherry. So what I did, remember that text I sent
she
you?
She blocked you.
I blocked you. Boom. Okay. I said, Tom is out of the country. He said, don't call him.
Because I tried to text back. Couldn't get through. I'll watch Joshua. Send him to me. Yeah. Send Joshua to me. I'll watch the baby. Yeah.
Sherry, you're not from Cleveland. You not. It wouldn't have meant nothing. You wouldn't have brought good luck. All you would have been is up there with your big boobies, real little, all petite looking.
This is really crazy. Two girls with humongous breasts arguing on who has the bigger breasts.
Who's the biggest?
Oh, trust me, mine are bigger than hers. I put my bra on her head one time.
Hey, don't forget me and Tom winning this too. Yay!
Let's go, Cavs. Let's go, Cavs. We're going
Let's
to game
Cavs.
Seven.
Yeah. Love you, Kim.
Please
let
him
out.
Love
you, girl.
Congratulations.
Love y'all.
All right,
Jay,
talk to you tonight.
I'll give you another chance. All right, see you tonight, boo.